Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color every Sunday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're being broadcast around the world and across the internet. So be careful what you wish for, because we're sending it out all around the world. Anyway, my name is Glenn Grins. I'm hosting the show tonight from New York City. And we've got a minor switchboard problem, so if you do try and dial in tonight and don't get a response, you know why. My internet happens to be down, and we've got some hosts. Our hosts are traveling all around the country, so they may or may not be home. So anyway, that's the status of tonight. I am feeling very good. And let me get us started with the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. North, south, east, west, above, below, within, and all around. Moment of silence, please. Thank you. So tonight's show is going to be, due to our technical difficulties, it's going to be me and Tamara Young out of Hotlanta, and we're going to be talking about different aspects of the summit conversation, of the event, August event. It's going to be in Birmingham, Alabama. And just wanted to, you know, just keep letting you know some of the things that are going on. So in New York City, for example, we have a prerequisite scheduled for June 30th. So check our website. All information is at our website, www.blacksummit.org. We keep you posted. We've got the registration information. We've got the hotel information. We've got the upcoming events. And, oh, by the way, it's a great place for you to place your advertisements for the events that you're doing around your community. So it's a social network website. So we invite you to come, join, be a member, send emails, share photos of the activities. And certainly one of the most important things is to, you know, look at your vision and have conversations consistent with your vision that you see for the black community and the world. So we invite you to engage. We are going to probably be talking about some of the distinctions. And again, the distinctions are the tools that the International Black Summit uses to keep us on track, to have us be focused, to have us of clear mind so that we can move forward. So some of the things you'll hear are clearing, trigger, no out there, no right way to be. So some those are some of the tools that we use inside of the conversation of the International Black Summit. And, of course, the International Black Summit is a conversation as well as an event. So it's an ongoing conversation throughout the year, and then the first weekend in August we have an event starting that Thursday night evening session. And then we have sessions Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until mid-afternoon. And so the opportunity and the possibility is really to have your community, and even sometimes the community may only be you, but have your community present inside of those conversations of empowerment and of enlightenment and of clarity around your vision. So with that, let me introduce our special, special, special guest tonight, Tamara Young from Hotlanta. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Glenn, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm doing very good. Doing very good. I'm glad to be here. We just had a big heat wave in New York Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and now it's back to 70 degrees and not so hot and humid. So I am glad about that. How about you? How are you doing?
I am great. I am great. I am thankful for always hearing a declaration. It brings me back to, you know, what I am so committed to. So thank you for that. Hot Atlanta is not that hot in this moment. It actually was a great, for me, I felt it was a great day. Only thing was missing was some water. It had a nice little breeze.
Okay.
And it might have rained a little bit, but I wasn't in that. But, you know, overall, it was in Hotlanta today. It was Coolanta.
Coolanta today. Okay. I hear you. I hear you. So are you pretty excited about this Birmingham going down to the Deep South? So this is actually the first time that we're actually going to the Deep South, if you don't include New Orleans and Memphis. I'm pretty excited. How about you?
I am ecstatic. I can't wait. I know it's going to be some good stuff going on up in there. People going to get themselves, get their lives, get their vision. And I just see the, like, empowerment, like Christmas lights, just, like, lighting up bulbs, like, in people's eyes. And I think it's going to be a great, well, I'm clear. I know it's going to be a great event. They always are.
You're right. Folks out there, this is going to be our 22nd annual event, and I got to tell you, I think I've missed three of the summits, and every one that I've attended has been off the chain, and the ones that I haven't attended have been off the chain as well. So always some breakthroughs, some powerful inquiries that get discussed, and thing for me is the really there's something about the Deep South for me, and somehow it's linked to Obama, but I'm not sure that it's all necessarily linked to Obama. When I got married back in '85, that was my first trip to Mississippi, to Biloxi, to Jackson, Mississippi, and my goodness, I didn't realize that we had a whole other world in the Deep South like that. And so that engagement was pretty earth-shattering for me. And so there's something about going back to Birmingham, Alabama specifically, that excites me about what's the possibility for the South, the possibility for myself inside that conversation called the South. And the possibility of building communities. So I'm excited on a couple of different levels, and I'm not even sure what kind of breakthroughs are going to be possible. But I know that I'm going there listening for what life is going to present to me, because that's one of the things that at the annual events, life we do things a little differently, and so we are constantly listening for what life is presenting. And one of the distinctions I talked about earlier was called clearing. And so one of the things that we do is to clear ourselves so that we can be present to what life is bringing to us. You know, I was listening to this somebody I was in conversation with, and we're talking about it, and it was like, you know, when God closes one door, there's another door that's open. But if you're not focused on looking for that new door, if you're still focused on that old door, you'll miss that opportunity. And so clearing is really the possibility and opportunity to look for that new door, look for that new opportunity that's out there. So we clear ourselves so that life fully come through us. So I'm pretty excited at that as a possibility, and the work I'm doing with community is going to get, is going to get the move forward in this conversation in Birmingham, Alabama. So what anything specific that you're going into Birmingham looking to cause or have a breakthrough in?
Interesting enough, when you were sharing your story about Mississippi was your first time being in the Deep South, I got to thinking of myself, you know, being originally from Indiana and coming to Atlanta for school. I also was, like, when I was looking at college, Alabama or Atlanta were one of the two places I was clear I wanted to be. And because of the civil rights era and all the history, you know, all of our history in those two places. So I ended up in Atlanta. So for me, it's like full circle, you know, because what I'm back to is now the reason why I came, and it was inside of or because of all the history in Atlanta and in Alabama, and particularly Birmingham. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see, you know, what is going to show up for me. I'm very excited to be able to not only experience, you know, the conversation of the International Black Summit, and to have it partner with such a great time in our life, I would say the civil rights era was, you know, even though it, you know, it did have a lot of negativity to it, you know, as far as what we had to go through, but to overcome that, and then to have the conversation of the International Black Summit inside of that, I'm very excited. And I'm just going to be listening in this moment. You know, I'm looking at, like Glenn said, our distinction clearing. And basically all it is for me is getting myself out the way, like, so I can hear and be guided and directed in my life. So I'm definitely excited to be with a group of people who are dedicated and committed as well to, you know, clear themselves, you know, get the mind out the way, get all those thoughts that come up that, you know, might serve me or might not serve me. Most of the time they have a tendency not to. And just listen.
Let me stop you right there and let me underline a couple of things.
Okay.
One in particular, for you listeners out there, part of what occurs, and let me speak for myself, so part of what occurs is that there is chatter in my head when I go out to do something, or I go out to do something that I'm not sure I can do, or I'm challenged by it, or it's the first time I'm doing it. There are nattering voices that come into my head that say, okay, you're not smart enough, you're not you're not this enough, you're not that enough, you know, whatever. And so those are the things that Tamara is speaking to. And sometimes what we as individuals can do is have an opportunity to wipe that slate clean and to not listen to those negative conversations and to focus on the task at hand. So that clearing conversation, it really is an opportunity for me to focus on what it is that I want to accomplish and let go of all of the things that are not, let go of all the energy for those things that are not consistent with that goal in front of me. And so clearing is a very, very useful and very powerful distinction that I use to refocus, to focus, or to get back on track when I notice myself off track. So, good. Back to you, Tamara.
Yeah, that was perfect. And thank you for further describing what that distinction clearing is. And, I invite our listeners to definitely, that is one that I would give away to my enemy, or, who I say my enemy is, because it has, for me personally, it has gotten me to just really to be present and in the moment of, my life, instead of, listening or, hearing those thoughts or those chatter that come up and that I pay attention to and I'm not present. So thank you for that, Glenn.
Oh, you're welcome, my dear. You're welcome. The other thing that comes to mind is just the whole a past-based conversation. The other thing that clearing points to and makes available is for you to not be attached and run by things that you haven't been able to do in the past. I'll give you an example of something that's out there that a lot of people are dealing with and I am challenged by. Sometimes I'm winning, sometimes I'm not. But weight loss. We all know what to do. But not always do we make, at the moment of choice, make the right choice. And so what I see is that that a clearing creates a particular level of consciousness around it. So when I'm conscious, I have a better opportunity to meet my goals and my objectives and stay on track with my misering the calories instead of just loading them on. So that's an example of how you can use that information clearing to move forward. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're coming to you live. If you've called in tonight, we've got a minor technical detail. And we may not be able to get to your mics. We've got somebody working on that right now. So bear with us tonight if you have pressed 1 and tried to get in and are unable to. It's not because we're ignoring you. We love you madly. But we're just having some technical difficulties tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tamara, so tell us a little bit about some of the work that you're doing, because you're on quite a few of the areas. And for those of you, what I'm talking about is that we've got different units of work that are done inside of the organization. So we've got facilitator body, which is a body of people who facilitate the events, all the events. We've also got the management team, which, pretty close to what the team indicates, they are in charge of managing the day-to-day operations and making some of the decision-making that are going on. There's the communication team that are sending out communications inside to the groups as well as external to other groups outside and social media and so on and so forth. And we have a leadership team and prerequisite team. So those are the teams that work inside of the context of the summit. And oh, by the way, let me just point this out because I don't think that we underlined it quite enough. The International Black Summit is an all-volunteer organization, so there's no paid staff. So we travel around the world, incurring mostly out of pocket, to bring the conversations and the empowerment and the interactions and the engagement around the world inside of that conversation. So what would you like to share with us tonight, Tamara, because I know you're on several of the above-mentioned groups.
Wow, I was just, when you highlighted that we are a volunteer organization, actually a 501c3 organization, and we're all volunteers, and I just got clear of the commitment that I know I am and you are and just all the great volunteers of the International Black Summit. That is amazing because, like Lynn said, we do travel quite a bit to meetings, to our annual events, and in this moment, you know, it really is, you know, out of our commitment that we do go. So, you know, it's out of our pocket, another way of saying it. So I'm just in awe and amazement of who people are and how dedicated and committed and a stand for this conversation that people are. And I'm glad to be in partnership with all of you. So like Lynn said, we do have teams that do take on creating and producing the annual event, you know, making sure this conversation is in the world, you know, that we are committed to transform the universe. So, you know, people take that on day to day. I am one of those people. In this moment, I do want to share about Team Atlanta, which I am a part of, and just to let, you know, everyone know that on July 14th, we are having a youth and adult share in Atlanta, Georgia, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., and the information is going to be posted on our website. If you know anyone in the area, even if you're not in the area, there will be contact information. If you want to invite someone out to, you know, to be with us, to share with us. A share is an experience of, you know, who we are in the International Black Summit. You'll, you know, find out, you know, what we're up to, you know, where we are with the deck, you know, what we do is we share the declaration as well, share our purpose, share who we are, and let people know what we got going on, you know, the ways that they can come, you know, hang out with us, what type of activities, what type of other shares are going on as well. So we're having that in Atlanta on July 14th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., and it's in a youth and adult share.
Now, I just want to distinguish it even. So we have what Tamara just talked about as a share, and we have the standalone prerequisite course, which is a one-day event, and then we have the annual event, which is a three-day event. So those are the different events that we have organized, and the share for me is it's almost like an opportunity to sample without sampling. For those of you who are attend Thanksgiving dinner, so if you know, if you're like my family, so when you enter Thanksgiving Day, you there's all these aromas and there's the smells and you can begin to anticipate the turkey and the cranberry sauce and the you know, some of us use duck, some of us, and you've got the smell of the stuffing, and you've got all of the different, you know, sweet potato pies and, you know, casseroles and, you know, all of the various fragrances. And these fragrances are all kind of working you. And so you're able to anticipate that you're going to have a great meal. Now, you haven't tasted the meal yet, but you are clear that the smells and the excitement are all being stirred up. So that's what a share is. A share is really an opportunity for you to kind of get a sense of what's available, for you to really look to see. And we really invite you to look at coming into that share inside a conversation or a particular commitment. So if you've got a commitment to your community or to your workplace or to your family or to your relationship or to your children, you know, you come in inside of that conversation, inside of that vision, and you really use the share to move that thing that you're working on forward, whatever that is. You know, it may be a project that you're working on. So it's really an opportunity to engage the technology of the International Black Summit in a couple hours of conversation. Of course, if you really get engaged, then the opportunity is then to take the prerequisite or come to the annual event. So you know, those are the opportunities that are available. And just want to keep distinguishing those things and those opportunities so that you know what's available. And Tamara is a facilitator from the inside the facilitator body. And so she and some other facilitators in the Atlanta team would be leading the event. So it's a great opportunity to get to know the people who are in Atlanta, who are making things happen, and are also a great opportunity to engage yourself in what may be possible inside of the conversation with the International Black Summit. So give us the date again, Tamara.
It is July 14th on a Saturday, and it's from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. Great. And that information will be located on the website. All information that we talk about tonight, www.blacksummit.org is the website name. So we invite you to go take a look and check out the upcoming events and some of the people, and you may be surprised. You may know some people who are members of the International Black Summit, and some of which have attended, and there are members out there who have not attended the International Black Summit, but again, it's an opportunity to engage and to look and to see. And you know, the thing, and I got to share for myself, the thing for me is to be around powerful people, Black African descent, that are up to making things happen in their lives, in their community, and around the world. So, you know, I was at an event two weeks ago Friday, and I'm in real estate, and one of the buildings that we are looking to showcase, we had an event there, and one of the co-owners was there, and she and her, I call her spouse, but they're not actually married, but they're living together, and she was so excited to see Black people interacting with each other. You know, there were lawyers there. There were, of course, some real estate people there. There were some spoken word artists. There were some jazz musicians playing. There were people who had their artwork up, and she was just moved to tears to be in the presence of people that were up to positive things. And it kind of surprised me because being around the International Black Summit, I'm around that all the time. You know, but one of the things that she shared with me, which I thought was precious, was that she doesn't even bother going out anymore because she doesn't want to deal with the riffraff out there. And so this event was an event that she had the opportunity to be around some, you know, some genuine, nice folks that are up to things. So this is kind of the, I'm saying this to say, this is the space of the events for the International Black Summit, either the shares, summit shares, or the prerequisite programs, or the annual events. All of them really are opportunities to bring powerful people together who share similar visions, who share similar opportunities, and who, in speaking with each other, can then be in relationship and set up partnerships and teams to work inside of the vision that they're holding up. So that share on the 14th, if you're in Atlanta or you know people in Atlanta, call them up and let them know. Let them know, you know, about it. Let them know that you're listening here at Blog Talk Radio to the International Black Summit Talk Show. Invite them to the talk show. Invite them to the event. Invite them to the website to register, and use the opportunity to move your projects forward, move the things that you're working on forward, because it really is a useful vehicle. You know, I just can't say enough about it. So what else is happening in Atlanta you guys are working on?
Well, so our commitment in Atlanta is to have more youth experience the International Black Summit. So we are like very intentional in creating a place for them to continue to come and, you know, to work on their visions, you know, to be a leader and all those great things. So so we're just really like starting to engage in that conversation, you know, amongst ourselves. And I'm very excited. You know, I know myself, I am a commitment for youth to, you know, to get their vision and also just to get themselves, especially inside of leadership. And, you know, Jill, who works with you, who works for a great program called Breakthrough Atlanta, is also a commitment for youth, you know, and Catherine is also, you know, a commitment. So we're all just, like, listening, like, okay, we got all this excitement around our youth. And what does that look like? You know, how do we continue to engage them and just really just set them up for success. So that's like where everyone is. There's so much energy and excitement around that. So this share that we are having on the 14th, is really for youth to come, you know, and their parents, you know, and from my experience, it's really great when the youth and their parent can get engaged in a conversation and create, you know, their vision, you know, even inside a family, not only for themselves. And, you know, this is a powerful, powerful relationship that gets like deepened. And also, you know, in Atlanta, we're working on, like, really expanding ourselves in the media. So, you know, like, reaching out to the black radio stations or radio stations that play predominantly black music in this moment. And
Atlanta, and also in the Alabama area. That's where we're targeting first. Ed Darby is our team leader for the media team, and I'm on that. And you know, we had a couple of meetings, and it's very exciting, like to have this conversation to go viral, kind of you know, to kind of say in the world. So that's a couple of things that we're up to in Atlanta. We're always up to something.
Yes, Atlanta is definitely is leading edge of the conversation of the International Black Summit. Always has been, which is why it was the first city that we had the annual event in. So it's very indicative of the folks and the conversations and the people who are there, you know, chartering new territory. You know, this conversation about the media is very, very exciting. It's an opportunity to take the game to another level. You know, it's like, you know, expand our game. You know, it's like a LeBron had to do to win his championship this year. You know, from last year was insufficient. And as great as he is and as talented as he was, he had to work very, very hard to expand his game so that he can help his team win. So we at the International Black Summit are constantly looking at what does it look like, what does expansion look like, and what does, you know, what's next for us as we take our game to the next level. And so we're doing some things with social media and engaging some of the institutions that we haven't done in the past. And, you know, the beautiful thing is there's nothing wrong, but what we are present to, we talked about it earlier, is being present to what life is presenting it to us. And so when we're present to that, we then can begin to look at what those expansions, conversations are. You know, there was a gentleman out of Chicago. His name was Martin. I won't say his last name, not that he would shy away from it because he would absolutely support what I'm about to say. But one of the things that he saw in the very beginning of the phases of the International Black Summit, matter of fact, in the first year, was to be able to teleconference this event around the world. Now, he had that vision back in 1992. And you can have great visions and great thoughts, but life wasn't asking for that at that point in time. We now have that capability now, probably over the last 5 or 6 years. But it was and we've got it in a way that supports the continuity and the context of what we're looking to do inside of our commitment to for people being secure, safe, and able to speak what's going on for them. So, you know, we at the International Black Summit are listening for what life is presenting us as the opportunity, and not necessarily going with our own internal conversations of what we think is a good idea. And so, you know, there really is something about being able to allow things to organically grow rather than force fit them. Because we all are, you know, all brilliant on our own and can come up with a lot of ideas, but is that really the space to move forward? And that looking is very different than most of the organizations that I've worked with in my working experience. That, you know, I've worked for Fortune 500 companies. I've worked for small businesses, I've worked for medium-sized businesses, and when you look at the intentionality and the commitment to stay inside of the context of empowerment and allowing yourself to grow organically, it's very, very powerful, and it had me to untrain my thinking. I had a particular thinking that was very riveted around getting things done. So you do this to this, this to this, this. And that's a very linear approach. And there's nothing wrong with linear thinking and linear doing. But what I wasn't present to was the opportunities that jumped, that weren't necessarily connected. Didn't look like they were connected, that non-linear growth expansion. And so clearing had to, so for me, clearing had to clear myself and untrain my thinking so that I could free up this, I want to say quantum leap capability that this non-linear thinking and way of being has. And so, it's allowed me to quiet my mind and then to look and to listen available. So it's a very different way than I've been with other organizations. And I'm always surprised at where it ends up because I don't have a particular pattern here for. So, it's pretty surprising.
The least. This organization and being the organic, I would say, fruit that it is, for me, it just has really allowed me to really be in this world. To be okay with myself and my organic way of thinking and way of living, just allow me to be true to myself. I can't think of any other organization that I would want to be in or even allowed to be in some instances where, it's truly, I have the sense of and the feeling of welcome that I feel around you guys and inside of community. A very powerful thing. So I am most thankful for the International Black Summit and what it provided.
Yeah. Great. I just want to, and if it sounds to you out there who haven't participated, who haven't been to any of the events, first of all, come out to the event and find out for yourself. But the other thing that I want to speak to is that what we're talking to may sound a little hairy-fairy, but the truth is that it really is about energy. And we're all energy beings. And when we're inside a particular energy as a collective, that energy gets directed and guided. And the outcome is unpredictable. We talk about that in the Declaration, unpredictable results. Because the results aren't predictable. They're very predictable if you're going along a linear pattern. You do this to get that, to get that, to get that, and then you end up here. But when you're doing nonlinear, you're present to unpredictable results, breakthroughs, changes in things, paradigm shifts, that have you. One of the things that I'm always present to, Dr. Wayne Dyer, change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change. And that's a statement that reflects the work that we do, because it really is about how I'm viewing my life, or that problem, or that project, or that challenge, or that relationship, or that communication. and by me taking ownership for it. So that's also a very powerful distinction inside of the International Black Summit. When I own and be responsible for what gets generated, then I can then begin to direct and to impact the movement of things. Because usually when things are stuck, it's not the things, it's me. And so I have the opportunity to unstuck myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when I can do that, then things, you know, that whole, you know, I'll go back to that energy conversation, that energy kind of frees up. When I'm stuck, there's like a lid on the sucker. And then when it's unstuck, you just take the lid off and it just kind of floats. And really is available and unrestricted, and that's the domain of unpredictable results. So this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're talking with Tamara Young out of Atlanta, and we're talking a little bit about the organization. We're, you know, obviously we're counting down the things that. Counting down the days, weeks to the summit annual event. But we also want to give you a sense of what's available at the summit, what's available through the annual event, the prerequisite course, which we can do for your community, whatever that community is, young people, corporate, you know, your church group, et cetera. And then the shares, which is an opportunity just to get a sense of who we are and talk a little bit about some of the distinctions. And the thing we haven't talked about tonight, which is the inquiries. So we have declarations and inquiries that we actually look into every year. And so each year we begin to look at that in a powerful way that has us change the way we look at things. You know, that whole conversation of Dr. Wayne Dyer. So so Pamela, back to you. So what other kinds of things would you like to share with our listeners tonight around Summit in general, Benton and Birmingham, et cetera?
Well, I just want to invite, you know, whomever hear something for themselves inside of the declaration, inside of the sharing that Glenn and I have been doing, or if you feel something, you know, to come join us. Come, you know, there's a number of ways for people to participate, you know, inside of the organization expanding. You know, we got the Blog Talk Radio that's on every Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, like Glenn said, we have shares, we have prerequisites, we have our annual events. And just the thing that I heard when someone was sharing with me about the International Black Summit is I saw something for myself. Like I felt something. Like there was, it was a feeling that I really couldn't describe, and it was welcomed. Like I welcomed it. And I just came. And I've been coming ever since. Like to continue to like to be inside of that feeling that I felt of being clear, you know, getting myself out of the way, being, you know, inside of my vision, you know, being committed to community, like all that, like it came initially out of something that made me go, or as it was just something I felt. So, you know, if you hear that or feel that, I would assert that maybe there's a possibility for you inside of this conversation, and I invite you to come out and check us out.
We're good. Great. Now, I don't want to be arrogant, but I am going to be arrogant in this moment and say that if you're up to anything, if you're up to anything in life, this is the place that you can work on it, you know. And this is not, you know, one of the things that people forget, and I think it's an important aspect of how the International Black Summit works differently than most places. This is about you coming to this event for you, not for somebody else, but to work on your stuff, to work on your life, to work on your relationships, to work on your projects, you know. So it's an opportunity for you to filter all of those conversations and begin to organize them in a way that has you be more productive, that has you be more clear in what there is for you to do. It gets you present to what life is presenting to you so that you can move forward. Because, again, if you're not looking at that open door, you're looking somewhere else and you're going to miss that opportunity. And so life is, let me speak for myself, life is always shooting me opportunities. And my opportunity is to be able to listen what life is speaking and incorporate it in what's next for myself. Because I got to tell you, life has contributed some outstanding things to me that I could not have contributed on my own. with my linear way of thinking, I wouldn't be there yet, okay? So I just want, so again, I'm kind of putting out this call to action, this challenge, that if you're up to anything in life, this is the place for you to come to get some tools, to meet some people, to get energized and focused around what it is that you want to get done, and find the people to get it done with and the people to support you in keeping yourself on track. So, you know, I invite you to engage in this conversation, ask questions in this conversation, call in the show. Again, tonight, I want to apologize if you're trying to get on. We've been having some technical difficulties tonight with our switchboard, unable to open up the mics outside of camera and myself. So we're the only ones able to talk tonight. So I apologize for that. And we will get that rectified by next week. But we want to allow you to just really to engage. And, you know, that's the bottom line. Engage us. You know, as we said, blacksummit.org is the website for you to come out and to join in the conversation, the discussion groups out there. There are really a lot of opportunities. And, you know, I've been able to formulate some bonds with people in the New York City community that are still ongoing, and we're still in the creation of empowering events for the communities of African descent. So, you know, and the other thing is that this work works not just with people of Black African descent, but anybody. So, I mean, this is really some powerful work that we're doing and opportunities that we're providing. So I just want to keep pointing to that and keep pointing to the results that get produced inside of this conversation. So we've got about 6 minutes left. Anything that you want to share about maybe the management team or leadership teams, anything going on with them, or the facilitator body? Like.
Well, I'm just thankful to be in leadership inside the International Black Summit. Like Gwen said, I am a part of the facilitator body, who, you know, we take on the listening inside of the organization. That's what I make up that we do, just really just listen in the moment, clear ourselves to be able to listen in the moment, to see, you know, what life is telling us. And also the management team. You know, I'm thankful to be able to be a part of the management team. And it's funny that it's not funny, it's actually perfect. what's funny about it, I remember being in sixth grade and saying that I was going to be an entrepreneur. And as I went on through my life, where I found myself was either in management or very close to it, and work and just in life. And you know that I've always, for me, have been able to be management and not like do this or do that. But to be able to just to see all of it and provide movement. So being on a management team, you know, actually being a team leader is definitely training me, and I'm so thankful for it. One thing about being leader inside the International Black Summit, you can bet your last dollar that you will be trained. Bottom line, you know, it's like everything that I've made up that management should be, how it should look. I'm just inside the National Black Summit, it's like if that's what's being called for. So it's a different type of management for me. That's what I'm getting clear about, and I'm just thankful for the training. I'm thankful for everyone that's been able to be with me inside of my training, inside of management. And I'm excited, you know, this expansion conversation that the International Black Summit is, whoo, Lord. It is a great conversation. It's a beautiful thing to see the fruits of our commitments, our visions, our, you know, intentions, our declarations be manifested in the world in such a like viral way. That's my new word for the International Black Summit. We're viral. So. Yeah, so I'm very thankful, and I feel like, you know, we're embarking on something that I'm very excited about, and what I'm excited about is not knowing, and then knowing that it's going to be phenomenal.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's always a pleasure to engage in one of the movers and the shakers inside of the conversation. And I just wanted to underline one last thing. Training, training, training. Tamara talked about it, and you will get your butt trained in the International Black Summit. Because the truth is, it's all about you.
Mm-hmm.
Really is all about you. And so once you get that, you know, get that whole ownership, responsibility, and accountability, so those are some of the distinctions inside of the conversation, when you get inside of the International Black Summit conversation. And so once you begin to engage in that it's like onion skin. You just peel one back and there's another one there, and you keep peeling it, and you keep peeling, you keep discovering, and you keep finding out about yourself. It's like, oh, I'm that way, I'm this way. Wow, I didn't know that. Okay, now I can free up, and I can, you know, it's like that whole lid off of that energy. Just kind of let it flow and let it grow and let it, you know, constantly. So, again, if you're interested in moving the life forward, moving projects forward, you know, impacting your life, please come join us. It's International Black Summit Talk Show Network, coming to you live every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. We love you. We are here to support you, be in partnership with you, and to empower your visions, your goals, and you know, the things that you're up to. So with that, thank you to Mel for being on the show, Campbell for being on the show, and we love you, and good night. God bless.
All right. Thank you too, Glenn. Bye.